This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Eric Dunn. How are you, Eric?
Just fine. Nice. Glad to be here.
And Eric is the CEO of Quicken. Now, Eric, everyone's heard of Quicken, but it seemed that for a while it was off the radar, and now it's coming back on the radar pretty strong.
Right. Quicken was a very well-known, very widely used personal finance product in the 1980s and 1990s. It actually founded a great software company, Intuit Inc., which is, you know, a valuable, successful company today. But, you know, during its growth, it kind of left in the shade its founding product until this spring when they spun it off. And they spun it off to an investor group led by HIG, a private equity firm, though also with management investors such as myself. And so we've been operating independently for the last 7 months and loving it.
Yeah,
I think it's really been what everyone hoped for, an opportunity for us to focus on the business, invest, and make the product better. And that's been working.
We'll talk more about you. And by the way, Eric Dunn was the number 4 employee at Intuit.
Correct, right.
You have a football shirt.
I have a football shirt.
So you've talked about making the product better. So talk specifically about the product, what it was, but now what it is today.
Right. Many people think of Quicken as desktop software, remembering it from the 1980s, 1990s, early 2000s. Today, it's already cloud-based with a really nifty mobile companion app that shares data. You can enter on the mobile transaction, mobile app, edit it in the desktop. It shows up with the edits in mobile and vice versa. And we have ambitions to take that further. I think that's not what we're as well known for as we should be. At the same time, we suffered, particularly over the last 5 or 6 years, from underinvestment, particularly in our Mac product. Under Intuit's ownership, there was a program to rewrite from scratch the Mac product, but attention got diverted to other priorities at the company, and so that job was only maybe one-third done at the time I took the reins within Intuit prior to the spinoff about a year and a half ago. We had a tiny Mac team of about 4 developers and an aggrieved user base, and with good reason. I mean, the feature set was far less than customers associated with our Windows product. It didn't have bill pay. It had limited investment capability. We didn't have a full budgeting function. It was difficult to import from the Windows product. We didn't have the new bill presentment feature. And so the first thing I did, even when we were within Intuit, before the spinoff had been completed, was talk to our customers and say, we know that we've fallen behind in our Mac product. I'm committing to double the Mac team and rapidly catch up to the functionality you want. And an example I like to give is what it was like to convert from the Windows product, where a lot of our users start, to the Mac, which is a lot of the destination a lot of them want to go to, until about 9 months ago. To do that, you had to export to a QFX file on Windows computer, somehow find a way to take this large 20 or 30 megabyte file, transfer it over to your Mac, find it somewhere, and then you had to open with an import capability in the Mac product to create a new data file. And I think we, you know, in our UX lab, we saw this in like 16 individual steps just to open a data file, and then it didn't always work. So it was just painful. But it was a very common use case. So when I came back to Quicken, I reached into my Rolodesk, which is actually a digital course, and found one of the early developers I'd worked with in the 1990s. I convinced him to come back to Quicken, and I said, your first job is this really unglamorous one. You're going to make it easy to convert from Windows to Mac. And he kind of put his head down for about 3 months and figured out how to do it. And now, you know, you open a file just like you would, and it converts just like if you're updating an Office file to a new format. And it works almost all the time, and customers are happy. So, you know, not glamorous, not fun, but that was the, you know, probably the number one customer complaint. And then we went after number two. We added bill pay. Then we number three, we added 12-month budget. Number four, you know, non-bank bill pay. And, you know, we're moving on to, you know, loans and bill presentment over the next 6 or 9 months. So it's just knocking off the customer issues one by one. And, you know, it's worked. The Mac product that we started with had an embarrassingly low NPS, Net Promoter Score, you know, deeply in the negative terrain, which meant people weren't recommending it. Even though it was a nifty piece of software by, you know, objective standards.
And just before you go into that, Net Promoter Score for everyone is a score from 1 to 10. How likely are you to refer this? And if you get 8, 9, it's positive. If you get low, negative, I hate to say, but that's really bad. So you're actually getting a negative
score. I think the benchmarks that I think of are Intuit mainstream products, and of course we come from Intuit, so we remember a lot from Intuit, you know, would be in the 20 to 40 range. And that's good, and an exceptional product might be, you know, 60. That would be great. Enterprise software is typically a zero. That's my experience. I've been on the board of a lot of enterprise stuff. And sometimes it's minus 10, but it's in that range of zero to minus 10. So the Mac product was below enterprise software levels of NPS. That's probably all I can say when I came in about 15 months ago. And we're now kind of just coming up to the Intuit range, just nipping at the heels of the 20 plus 20 NPS. And that's actually a big change over 18 months.
And do you think a lot of it is the simplicity? Is it these other features you're offering? What is it? Because everyone listening in, and we have hundreds of thousands of listeners who own businesses, they want to know how to improve their customer service.
This one was fairly easy because we had customers speaking loudly and clearly to us about things that were missing and things that didn't work. It didn't take a genius, and I'm not saying I'm a genius, though I might have some geniuses on my team, to understand that if customers are saying, you know, convert doesn't work, you know, you got to fix that. Or if they're saying your budgeting stinks, you look at the Windows budgeting, which is great, and you take the best features of that and you implement it better in Mac. So a lot of it, you know, was just being willing to roll up your sleeves and do these things that are on the to-do list in order, you know, most requested, next most requested, next most requested, and, you know, be diligent and also be willing to, you know, spend the money to build up the team.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Eric Dunn, who is the CEO of Quicken. So you've been talking about your Mac transformation, which really was a big success.
Yeah.
How about mobile? What's happening there?
So our mobile product was launched when Quicken was within the Intuit family several years ago. And I'd say they did a nice job in version one, but then it kind of coasted for 3 years. It didn't improve much between 2012 and 2015. And so we took the same approach to the mobile product that we took to to our Mac product that I just described. We listened to customers about the things they wanted and implemented it. One of them was they wanted to track their investments. A lot of people who use Quicken use it to track their investments. And Quicken does a great job. It has a cost basis. It knows about lots. It can do, you know, stock splits and return of capital and all that. But for a lot of purposes, what a lot of people want to do is see, how are my investments doing? How are my investments doing today? Mm-hmm. So we added a synchronization capability for both the Windows and the Mac product that talks to our cloud and then kind of copies the portfolio to the mobile product, which can update those.
Really?
So basically, you can do...
How long does that take? You know, if you're a user, what's the process?
It takes about... So when you open the app, it automatically updates.
It's not 16 steps, is it?
No. You open the app and you don't do anything. It updates, and it takes maybe 20 seconds to synchronize your bank transactions and update quotes. And you don't do anything. You just open the app on your phone. That's all you do. It's really kind of a nice way to keep track of your investments because you get all the detail, all the tax reporting in Quicken on the desktop. And you want to see how your investments are doing today? Pop open your mobile phone. There it is. You know, day gain, day loss, X percent, X dot, Y dollars. You know, that was most requested customer feature, easy to implement. Another one is that another reason people use Quicken is to look stuff up. It's their database. It's their financial database. And some people will say, you know, I'm trying to remember what hotel my family stayed at when we went to Hawaii in 2008. And, you know, they'll look in Quicken, and they have a complete record of their, you know, their transactions. But in other cases, it's as simple as, oh, did I remember to pay the utility bill last month? And so, you know, Quicken needs to be searchable. We've improved the searchability of the desktop apps, but we haven't done that for mobile. So this year, we increased the amount of data we synchronized. So it's 2 years, and we're going to end, but, you know, step by step. We went from 1 year to 2 years initial data being synchronized to the mobile client. And then we did kind of a simple search, where instead of saying, I want to search this field or this account or that account, it's just one global search, you know, like search engine, like Google, right? You type it in, it finds it. And it finds it as you type. You don't have to hit the search button. That was something customers wanted, and we did it, and they're happy.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Eric Dunn, the CEO of Quicken, and we're learning if you have a product that was hot years ago, you can definitely bring it back, but you have to immediately find out what the challenges are, like you did with Mac, turn it around, and then you have to go into the future and talk about things like the mobile app. When we come back, we're going to talk.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hey, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Eric Dunn, who is the CEO of Quicken. So, Eric, let's talk about, you talked about the mobile apps and how you're changing and the synchronization, which works with your portfolio, which is pretty nice. Who are the people who these days are using Quicken the most?
Right. So we have long-time users, and I like to joke that, you know, I get letters from customers who say, I've been using Quicken since you had to shovel coal in the boiler to run it. Because, you know, they go back very far. And actually, I'm one of those. My Quicken data.
But I've used it, I can't even tell you how many decades ago.
Mine goes back to 1985.
Yep.
So there are a fair number of people who are people like me in my late 50s who've just run his finances or her finances on Quicken all their adult life. It's just the only thing they know how. The only way they can imagine keeping track of their finances. So that's one cadre that we serve extremely well, and, you know, we're delighted to have them, and we're continuing to serve them and will for decades to come. At the same time, though, when I remember how we grew the business in the 1980s and 1990s, it was by reaching out to new customers, new users of Quicken, who were encountering some complexity in their financial life for the first time. So since those days, banks and credit card companies have done a nice job of making it easy to track simple finances on the website or in the mobile app. They do a really nice job. So we don't try to solve for people in their 20s who have a bank account and a credit card, because they'll do a great job with their bank website and the mobile app. What we try to do is be a very approachable solution for people maybe in their 30s, the mid-30s, who are encountering some financial complexity for the first time. And that could
maybe
be
a new house, kids.
New house. Like new this. House typically comes with a new mortgage. they
car need
a car with car payment. Kid, if you have a kid, you
new
start
insurance
thinking...
insurance policies.
You probably are getting insurance for the first time. If you have a kid, you're probably thinking about college and even thinking about... your own retirement if you're getting to that age. So people are looking ahead more than the next paycheck. They're looking ahead, years or even a decade or more. And a tool like Quicken that brings it all together and lets you look forward is really great for people like that. So that's who we're bringing into the fold. And I think, we're pleased to see that this business, which had been very flat under Intuit, is actually, growing in terms of active users as we reach out to this kind of new customer.
And it must be exciting for you personally, being number 4 employee. Yeah. Now you're coming back and you're seeing this rebirth.
Absolutely. No, I've had a lot of good fortune in the jobs that I've stepped into in my career, but this one is a very engaging, satisfying job, because I think we see the possibility of real success, and having that that reputation and customer base is such a strong starting point. And also there's some very obvious things, such as the ones I've laid out, that we can do to make things better. And it's always nice to do something and have customers say, thank you, which does happen from time to time.
So you have a big background in venture.
Yeah.
What insights can you share with our listeners about success versus failures, lessons you've learned going through the venture world?
Yeah. There's a lot of learning in being an investor. I've been a board member of many companies and an investor in many companies as well, both in venture business and individually. I think probably my sharpest lessons were about the importance of having a customer base and a value proposition that were sort of coherent. And investing in a concept, I invested in a micropayments company. It was my first venture deal in 2003. And the idea was to help web content publishers monetize content with, you know, 10-cent, 5-cent, 20-cent payments with low friction, just at the time that the advertising model was really blossoming on the web. And so it sounded great, you know, theoretically. It was slick. It was elegantly designed. But, you know, if you actually talk to a content publisher, a content owner or a content publisher, for the most part, they were saying, hey, this advertising model is pretty good. And they didn't want to throw friction in front of users and reduce the number of people who were seeing their content. So, you know, that was, I think, a textbook example of, you know, not understanding the customer problem very well as an investor.
So what did you learn from that, and how did that change and manifest itself in moving in now to your role at Quicken?
Well, first, I think it improved my, I became a better investor later on from that lesson. But, you know, I think bringing that lesson to Intuit and then to Quicken, you know, it sort of cemented the first, you know, the first value. Our company values start, as many companies value lists do, with customer first. And, you know, you don't have a business if customers aren't using your product and hopefully paying for it and paying for it, you know, in future versions as we make the product better. So I think everyone understands the importance of having customers and having something that makes sense to them, but a visceral experience like, you know, losing your entire investment in a couple of years because, you know, there's a mismatch between the product and the customer, you know, that really drives the point home. And so I think we're a very customer focused company at Quicken. One of the things we did last week was we had our launch celebration, and launch celebration isn't what you think it is. It's that everybody in our Menlo Park office and Tucson office converges, and we set up kind of trestle tables in kind of the main open space in our office, and then we took customer calls. So we took, you know, like 250
wow.
customer calls with, you know, 50 employees, engineers, project managers, marketing managers, you know, accountants. Everybody in the company was sitting at Trestle Companies with their laptop, and we have a completely virtual cloud system for our call center and customer care system. So they use your own cell phone. I took 6 calls. I didn't win the contest, of course.
But what did you learn from taking those calls?
So, you learn. It reinforces what you know are the pain points in our product. One of the pain points of the product is the sign-in security, where we share with Intuit an authentication system that tries to protect customers from bad guys, you know, impersonating them online. But at the same time, you know, it does impose a burden of, you know, having a password and a user ID. And I don't have to tell anyone in the modern world that, you know, having a password and a user ID to manage can be challenging. So it underlined those challenges. It also reminded us that, you know, we pride ourselves on bank connectivity, but we have to make that smoother.
We have 1 minute left, and an interesting story I want to ask you. You happen to be a helicopter pilot.
I am.
So what lessons can you learn from being a helicopter pilot that apply actually to business?
Well, I've never been asked that question, but I think there is one thing about being a helicopter pilot which is applicable, which is if you're flying a plane or even driving a car, particularly a Tesla, you can let go of the steering wheel and things will go on. If you're a helicopter, you have to be on your game. If you're flying a helicopter, you have to put your hand on the stick all the time. You have to be looking outside all the time. And just the little course corrections the aircraft is getting from you, the pilot, are important. And I think that's true of the CEO job as well.
That's right. CEO, don't take your hand off the throttle there, right?
Or the stick.
The stick. And on that note, thank you very much, Eric Dunn, CEO of Quicken. Great having you on the CEO show.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Paid not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powder. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sean Worker. How are you, Sean?
It's good to see you, Robert. I'm terrific. Thank you.
And Sean is President and CEO of Bridge Street Global Hospitality. Now, some of you may not have heard of this, but it is one of the most fascinating companies. I see it as really the first shared economy solution to the extended travel.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of has some of traditional in the middle of the continuum. Talk about what Bridge Street's model is.
So in its simplest forms, we are built for business travel. And so what that means is we target our hospitality product that essentially, if you can anchor an apartment in your mind, a luxury apartment, coupled with all the services of a hotel at about two-thirds of the price of a luxury hotel, living in a neighborhood and going home with memories, getting your business done, that's us.
So we are right now, in full disclosure, we're doing this recording in Beekman Tower in New York City. Beautiful view of the UN, of the river. And this is like two bedrooms. So how would this play out to the business traveler? What kind of company would use something like this?
So, you know, we work across 21 verticals. And those verticals are everything from the movie business, film, to consulting, to standard business travel. So if, for instance, you were with Deloitte or KPMG, you may be on assignment because you're doing an audit or you're consulting for a variety of reasons. We do a lot of business with businesses like this in London. They're enjoying the Brexit exit. Consulting firms are doing well. And so there may be a team of auditors doing their standard audit. We may have, it's a collaborative environment, so they may actually stay with us, which they do, oftentimes in two-bedroom apartments. And they've got collaborative space, they can live like a local, they can cook, they can work, they can collaborate, and then they go back to their firms in the morning. And it's truly bringing the hospitality experience to real-life people. So you're living like at home.
Yeah, so instead of being in a hotel, when someone's, you know, road warrior, they get to really feel like they're at home. And this one, I'm guessing you might have two different people. So they're working
with a communal space.
So now they have
your living
room
suite
here.
You're living in a luxury suite.
They have their own hotel room, but they get to communicate about the client, which means the company, they're working longer hours, right?
They really are. So from your audience's perspective,
that's more consulting bills.
You got to get the billable hours in.
Yeah.
And so we're here to facilitate billable hours. But, you know, the value prop to different audiences inside a company, we have two audiences. We have the travel owner, the travel director, the manager of travel, the traveler influencer. And then we have their teammate. And what we have worked diligently to do is unpack that experience so that companies have a productive experience as a result of us just giving them peace of mind. We want to be a very silent partner.
Before we talk about the experience, those two audiences, just let's talk about your locations, your properties. You have about 5,000 apartments, right, throughout all these different buildings in what cities and where about. And sort of the idea is that what companies could use, you're like sort of the new Airbnb, but for the extended stay traveler, that someone could stay in all these different locations. Talk about the types of properties you have and assets.
So give me some examples of scale. So we're across 60 countries, and we facilitate maximizing travel and having a single point of contact. So we're a solution for travel. We're largely in high-density MSAs, and we also facilitate extraordinary events. So we could stand up oil field support, believe it or not, equally as we can do a luxury apartment in the middle of New York City. So that in turn drives us to take positions of assets that are iconic, are anchored very close to core businesses that either have historic value or unique value. So for instance, in London, we've got the King's Wardrobe. It stares at St. Paul's. It's right in the middle of the city. And it was truly the King's Wardrobe, dating back to the Great Fire.
Wow.
And so we are involved in that building. It's terrific. You top roof, you're sitting there, you're staring at St. Paul's Dome. It's a pretty unique experience. You know, here we're at the Beekman Tower, staring out at, you know, one of the most iconic views, especially the Pepsi sign over there. And so you're going home with stories. But there's 5,000 of those, there's another 60,000 in our supply chain. And smaller companies like ours that we've now worked with to aggregate into marketing them and utilizing them as part of our solution. And so it's everywhere from Bangkok to Beijing to Frankfurt, London, San Francisco. You know, it's the full gamut of where travel is. If you're looking at primary airline routes, we follow those routes. So we're very customer-led. So we're everywhere in many respects and can scale accordingly.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Sean Werker, who is the president and CEO of Bridge Street Global Hospitality. And we're talking about a new model that is pretty much like it's the shared economy, the first company that's done this in there. Just before we talk about the customer experience and your two customers, talk about where you are on the continuum of the shared economy versus traditional.
So we think of ourselves as the bridge between Airbnb, if you will, and the shared room experience and traditional extended stay. And so we have, you know, we were fortunate enough to do a partnership with Airbnb a couple of years back and other shared economy products, as well as working with Expedia and other merchant models that are out there. And we clearly identified that there's quite a gap of what the promise is and giving peace of mind. So we've shape-shifted to the center. And that shape-shifting has allowed us to create a product that is guaranteed in the simplest of terms for that sharing economy experience that you want. You want to be able to know where the best coffee shop is and go home and, you know, after a long day at the either filming or we've done work with Cirque du Soleil and you've just come off a 2 a.m. return to your apartment. And you want to go out. Well, you need to go. And you know, candidly, the bar at the hotel is going to be closed. We'll tell you where the one that's open. Or we'll help you find the food that you want at 2 a.m. when you're, you know, just come off a great performance. Or you're working late nights as a consultant and you need delivery, but great quality delivery, so you get farm-to-table food. So we've taken the best of the sharing economy and bundled it into the traditional economy that really is taking on what extended stay means and redefining that space that apparently no one's really tackled. So you take that extended stay hotel that you could be staying anywhere. Can you imagine in my days in hotels where the artwork wouldn't indicate whether you're in Shanghai or Seattle? Well, we want you to know where you live. So these time warps, we're taking out the time warps, Robert. So, you know, the piece that we give back to a traveler is peace of mind, time, memories, and equally experiential. And that has driven a lot of our solution-oriented conversations with a lot of CEOs.
So when you talk about CEOs, what would your message be to CEOs about your business model?
We drive two things. We can drive down your costs and improve your morale.
Improve your morale? Wait, okay.
Improve your morale.
Okay, let's take
this. This is a grand sweeping statement.
So this whole thing here that we're in this two-bedroom in Beekman, how much would this be for a week?
You know, for a month, it runs anywhere between $6,000 and $8,000.
That's a lot less
than
New York.
If you kind of looked at it on a hotel basis, you could be looking at the equivalent of this would be about $1,000 a night or more. We've seen, depending on the type of year, you could be looking at this as nearly $1,500 to $2,000 for a luxury.
So it could be
apartment.
25% of market.
Could be.
Depending, and you have the flexibility. So the first message you're saying
cost.
I get is cost and it's economics. And,
easy to use.
Okay, that makes sense. But now this whole thing of culture and that I don't really get as much.
So the trend in the traveler is the awareness of that it has fundamentally changed what the hospitality experience is meant to be. It's not your grandfather's sales job where they're going from one hotel to another. And then you go back to your father and that it's changed from then. Now it's generationally changed where it's an expectation for top candidates. They ask the questions about, you know, what is the campus? What is everything else? They ask you for, you know, what are the benefits for me coming out from a top school? And they're getting 15, 20 interviews. They're asking about, okay, when I go on travel, can I stay where I want to stay? No, you have to stay in the hotel program. Now when you come and you put us on the table, you say, yeah, well, guess what? You can, not alone can you work how you want to, you can also enjoy how you work with us. And they go back and tell their travel managers that that company has choice. We give them choice.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're with Sean Werker, and we're hearing about a new model on the market that is creating cost effectiveness for major corporations, as well as helping build a culture and a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. We'll be back in a few with Sean Werker, and then we're going to hear more about how you interact with companies and what your model is there. Back in a few.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sean Worker, who is the president and CEO of Bridge Street Global Hospitality, a unique model which to me is really the first in the shared economy solution for the extended stay traveler, which impacts all types of verticals. You mentioned a lot of consulting firms. We talked about the cost effectiveness. We also talked about some of the effectiveness in creating collaboration. We could see, like in here, you can have people feeling at home. Talk more about when you work with a company, what that model is really like.
So we do a lot of listening first. So we really sit down and say, tell us about your culture. Tell us about how you become productive and where does travel fit in with that. We ask you a lot of questions because we may not be a good fit. So we're not there to sell. We're there to create a partnership and a promise and a relationship. And in that terms, we share a lot of stories. We want to know about your stories, about when you're traveling, whether you work late, whether you work early. We want to match the travel and the experience to your patterns of work, not how it fits for us. We have deep-level analytics that can tell you stories. It tells you stories about price. It tells you stories about experience. We measure every single experience three times. We can tell you what your teammates and your associates are saying about you and the end. Equally, the experience that they're staying
with us. Let's go in deeply into what specific analytics are you actually those supplying?
So we measure mix. So we measure everything from rate to occupancy to the type of units that you're actually experiencing. We want you to understand whether you have got too many two beds versus one beds. We look at your distance from your office to where you're currently staying and seeing if we can reduce that distance. We're looking at mapping on how your map from how travel works. Do your people like to walk? Do they like to use the subway? Do they like to drive? Well, we want to increase productivity and give you a great experience. So in that, we give you the analytics. We can map that. It's on our website even where we map from staying, whether you're walking, running, biking, or you're renting a bike or you're renting an electric car, we can tell you to do it. If it's cultural, where it's a technology company and they want to use that technology, we'll map around that. So we'll give you those analytics. The second bucket we'll give you is how cost effective that is over the short, medium, and long term, and make recommendations that may, in some respects, hurt us, but we believe in the long term relationship that says here's full transparency. So we give you all that in real time.
How frequently will you give all this data?
It's instantaneous. So you go to our intelligence site, you log on, you have a personal log on. You go exactly to the site. It's fully mapped. You can see exactly where all of your employees
are. Real-time, everything's
real
aggregating
time.
Itself.
It's real-time.
So any person in charge
anytime.
Of travel or human relations for a company or
the
CEO and their team, they could capture all the data and they could now manage for profitability.
So imagine how time impoverished
That's
they
great.
All are.
Great.
They can actually export that to an Excel spreadsheet and walk into a meeting instantaneously and configure it any way they want. And that's how we embed ourselves with a customer to give them value. We don't want to be in the way.
Well, this is great. What is the website?
Just bridgestreet.com.
Okay, that's
very complicated.
Yeah. Now, let's also talk about partnerships. Mm-hmm. And I know you're involved with a lot of partnerships that you have to create because you have this unique value proposition that extends throughout the continuum.
All of us are time impoverished, and this trending within travelers, and we look at this very clearly, and we look at other organizations like Skift and this aggregation of data. And what it says is, if you're, you know, we were certainly talking about this earlier, you know, you're, unless you're a highly qualified experiential traveler and you've got every app on your phone, for the most part, you're not experienced.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make it easy. And that easy part is saying, let's give you the service that we partner with. So we partner to have, so we're very much in the Maslow baseline. I mean, mm-hmm. we're not very complicated. We do shelter and food and travel.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it well. And that's done with partners like working with Duffel, as an example. So Duffel, you have two go bags. You put your belongings, identical belongings if you choose, in two go bags. You leave us. You put your laundry and everything else in that bag. It gets shipped away. There's another bag. You tell them where you're going.
Really?
Yes. You go, and then what they do is they ship it to your next destination.
You don't have to carry on or anything. Wow.
So that's
one.
Two, we do it with food, with Open Table and others like that, where you can book your reservations in advance. If you want farm to table food, we'll do that in advance, and that's all on your checkout page, as well as meeting space and transportation. Equally, we're going to tell you in the same space where the great pubs and the restaurants and the good stuff that's going on, and if it's the cherry blossom in D.C. or you got New Year's Eve in Hong Kong, we'll tell you where the best places to go to do that, because we want you to go back with stories, and that's the value. So they go back to their companies and say, hey, this is a great work assignment, and now I want to go do this again. And by the way, Bridge Street's a good place to do that in. But, you know, but it's good stories, too. You know what I mean? You're staring down at Times Square. We have a property at 1600 Broadway, and you can sit on the roof. And, you know, the great thing about it is, we had thought about this, is we have the number one thing somebody in Times Square wants. We have lots of bathrooms. Right inside the cordon.
Or they're like... Right inside the cordon. We've spoken before, and you've told me there are like four fundamentals, though, that everyone looks for.
That's right.
I'm not realizing one is a bathroom, but what are the fundamentals?
That's important, though.
That is. What are the fundamentals?
So what we guarantee is this. You're going to get the keys on time. Your Wi-Fi is going to work. You're going to have an apartment that works. And they are all guaranteed. And wrapped in that is that you're going to get that guarantee so that it works every time. So the guarantee we have globally with all of our suppliers that are validated by Deloitte is that they will guarantee that if any of those are not in sync and not provided, first night's free, and every night thereafter is 50% off until we fix it.
Wow.
It's a very simple promise.
That's some promise.
It's a universal promise that we stand by.
Okay, you have about a minute and a half left. Any war story? Tell me about a company you worked with and what happened there.
When you look back through a hospitality career, you get to meet a lot of people, rock stars, and there are some folks that do throw TVs out windows. We've experienced a couple of those. You know, we've had, especially when you come over from Ireland in the middle of August in 1990 and you walk into 100 degree weather and you go, okay, I'm working for Marriott, and you go, what do you learn from that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you learn as you do the Shell Houston Open with feeding 150,000 people in a week that plan, learn, listen, be humble about it, and you build a team. And nothing gets done without, as we think about in our company, a jigsaw puzzle. And you know, you get inspired by leaders everywhere from, you know, Bill Marriott at the Marriott days to, you know, the teams at Wyndham, where, you know, you're building up. I opened the office in Shanghai, and the humbleness of working with the Chinese and feeling that pulse that's happening there, and that we're all really very similar. Even the guys that are throwing TVs out the windows, or you have performers, you have auditors. You know, everybody's here to just, you know, do a simple job, and that's what you learn about. We're all very similar, especially in a world that's getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
On those inspirational words, Sean, it's a pleasure having you on the
CEO
Show.
Thank you for the time.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.